Down with the light program. It's war, W-A-R, pronounced...
war.
Mr. Greenslade.
That's the call. Charge!
They must be fighting over the Spunsovie allocations.
Oh, no, I haven't had mine yet, Ben.
Peter Sellers, forward!
Hurry up, Tim, hurry up. I'm on my way to buy a new motor car, Tim.
You would have just bought a new Rolls.
Ah, but it's facing the wrong way, Tim. It's facing the wrong way. Hello, motor car man. Hello, hello, hello. Hello, motor car man. Can you send me a catalog of motor cars facing the other way, please? Thank heavens that's done, Tim. Perhaps I can get some sleep now.
What's wrong? Aren't you sleeping?
No, I'm trying to give it up, Tim. You see, I keep hearing voices all the time.
Mr. Sellers, Mr. Sellers, wake up, there's a speck of dust under the mudguard.
What? What? Take the car back, take the car, it's great. What? And my service, all hands to the pump.
Mr. Dubry, have this speck of dirt flown to Rolls-Royce to be serviced.
I mind.
Just make a tape recording of that. Hello, hello. Have this speck of dirt flown to Rolls-Royce to be serviced. Yes, I'll just play that back now.
Hello, hello. Have this speck of dirt flown to Rolls-Royce to be serviced.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Now I'll take a flashlight photograph of me saying it. Yes, F-16 will do. 6 feet, yes.
Hello, folks. Hello, folks. It's sad, folks.
What is it, that F-16?
For 10 years, he's been stricken with cars, cameras, and a touch of the old tape recorder.
50.
I'll have to have him cured.
Part two. A gentleman's rest home in Sussex.
Come on, nice doggy. Come out of that tree, doggy. Come on, doggy.
Wrong again, madman. I'm not a doggy. I'm a motor car. Mrs. Plummer, I'm a motor car, do you hear?
Come out of that tree, Mrs. Plummer, the motor car.
Oh. Here, listen, all right. Come here. Listen.
Pop, pop.
What a thrill. You're a motor car, too.
Yeah, let's go for a drive together.
Oh.
First they are. Huh? Can't go without petrol, Jim.
We know.
Now bend down and I'll start you up.
How are they getting on, Doctor?
Not very well, I fear. By purging, I've cured his tape recorders, but the cars are rather deep-rooted. That is why I've called in that great military M.O., Dr. Jim Dropham, Moriarty. Temporarily confined to his body.
Hello, Nelly. The only way to cure him of cars is to make him believe he is a horse.
Why?
Why not?
Why not?
Nick-nob-nick-nob-nick-nob-nick-nob-nick-nob-nick-nob-nick-nob-nick-nob-nick-nob-nick-nob.
Well, if you put it like that, I agree. Pronounced.
Agree!
Bring him to this address.
Right. Peter!
Meow. Meow.
You're a pussy.
I am. I know my rights.
Meow.
I'll soon fix you.
Meow.
Where's the vet?
What? No.
The scene, the outpatient department of a bombed car park.
All right. You can pull up here.
Ah, welcome, welcome. Now, Mr. Sellers, just lay back on this consulting ground, would you? How are we today? Oh, are we? Well, Moriarty, roll up his sleeve. Ah, now, this may hurt just a little. Yeah, that wasn't so bad after all.
Yes. But why did you do it to me?
Because I want you in my power. In 3 seconds, that injection will turn you into a chicken.
You didn't expect me to...
Quick, get him onto this perch.
Lay. I'll write to the fellow about this. I'm no chicken.
You said it, Ned. Follow this chromium Max Gildray.
That ends the Goon Show for this week. Well, we appear to have finished a little early. So here is next week's Goon Show.
Next week's Goon Show will be about revenge.
Oi!
Hey! Yes, yes, every little helps. As the old lady said when she ain't.
Next week's Goon Show starts in a more swept manner on a windy day. The master paces the floor.
Cuss! Cambridge should never have beaten us! Crappy!
Sir.
Any message of consolation from the palace?
No, sir, no.
He's a lot of good, isn't he? My life. There we were, dressed up like idiots, popping little buttons into a cup. And still no signs of a knighthood.
Now I know, sir, and I've had a man on the roof all day keeping a lookout.
Put another one in the cellar in case it comes by underground. I tell you, I should have been knighted.
Well, if you had been, I think you'd have been the sharpest knight of the year.
He's allergic to bullets. Up you get, Crotty.
You hurt
something. Yes, well, this doesn't really happen till next week. Now, place this picture of the Cambridge Tiddlywinks team on the mantelpiece.
Right.
Oh. That'll teach him a lesson.
Have you finished with me now, sir? Could you help me on with this gas mask and decontamination suit, sir?
What are you going to do?
Your laundry, sir.
It's a lie, I tell you. I'm a most hygienic fella. I air my socks 3 times a day, and I pay my rent, you understand?
Yes, but you're still the... Oh, wrong voice, yes.
You're still the... You're still the laughing stock of the tiddlywink world.
Who are you?
My card.
My fist.
Ow. Pronounced...
Oh!
State your business.
Immediately. First a mere formality. This is Count Jim Groin. Moriarty. Winner of the Perforated Vest Award for the Butler's Revenge Contest. And owner of a do-it-yourself marriage kit.
Hello. Hello, Neddy. Neddy, what a nice man he is, Neddy. Neddy, hello, nice Neddy. Nice, Neddy is nice.
Neddy, we have a plan for revenging your tiddlywink defeat. Yes, you are going to challenge Cambridge to a leaping contest.
Leaping? I'll start at a disadvantage. I'm the lowest man on earth.
No comment.
Don't worry, Ned. We have here 2 rocket-propelled boots.
Yes, by pressing a button, we can rocket you to 10,000 feet, Ned.
Gad! Then I'm bound to win. Bound to win. Here, Kabuto.
Hello.
Take a letter on the penguin. Men of Cambridge. The Royal Champions challenge you to a leaping contest. Signed, Ned. Let's have a bet.
Hello.
Splendid. Now to try the rocket boots.
Hold tight. Go!
Meantime, in another part of next week's Goon Show, an illicit grouse shoot is taking place.
Oh, dear. Here comes a huge pheasant. Me guns. Got him.
Major, this is a very strange bird. It's wearing boots and they are smoking.
I don't know how they can afford it.
Oh, he said, oh.
All right, I speak the language. Wait a moment. I recognize the shape of that voice.
Where's me own newspaper cuttings? Here they are. Oh!
It's Private Seagoon, late of the first heavy things. Oh, my dear. Just look at that terrible swelling in his wallet. I shall have to remove the pressure. 24, 25, 27, 28. There. Oh, poor fellow.
Ah. Oh, where am I?
Steady, lad, steady. You'll need nourishment. Here's the menu. Order freely.
What do you recommend?
Special today, just on the market. 1 second-hand army dinner, 12 shillings.
How old is it?
A young 43.
No, I'm sorry. I'm going steady with an Irish stew.
Oh, a broth of a girl. Oh, dear. It was jokes like that that made me the toast of my mushline.
What's my mushline?
The back of a bus. The immortal lad.
Can't you leave the army?
Thank you. You look like a sporting man. And then, Ned, how would you like to buy half shares in my knees?
Your knees aren't worth anything.
Not now, they're not. But invest them, But invest in them while the market is cheap, lad. Because tomorrow, who knows, my knees might rule the world. Can't you see the Financial Times? Blood knocks knees up 4 points.
Major, look. A peasant. You fool, Major. I said peasant, not pheasant.
Oh, dear. Old remarks.
Old remarks? That old elf box is dead.
Everyone a genuine handwritten monkey.
Come on, Neddy. Let's get back to the leaping factors now.
Which? Listen, Moriarty. There's someone hiding inside you.
Ah, it might be a Cambridge spy.
Yes. Stay off.
Anybody down there?
I'd better go down and see.
There you go.
So that's what we have for breakfast. I'd better go further down.
Each quicker in the lift, mate.
Right.
Going down, fourth floor, Adam's apple, tonsil, throat, and that wobbly bit at the back. What floor you on, mate?
Bottom.
Oh, bottom floor. Liver, giblets, and a dirty big lump of suet pudding.
There you go. By the way, where's the nearest exit?
There.
Oh, an ear hole. And there's an eye looking in.
What's the matter? Don't you trust us, mate?
Gad, soaked. Moriarty, you filthy swine. Stop drinking tea up there. Now, folks, while I'm drying my teeth, here's the whole coming of the Ellington Quartet.
Oh, I'll get him for that, go blimey. Are the stars out tonight? I don't know if it's cloudy or bright, 'cause I only have eyes for you, dear. The moon may be high, but I can't see a thing in the sky, 'cause I only have eyes for you. I don't know if we're in a garden or on a crowded avenue. You are here, so am I. Maybe millions of people go by, but they all disappear from view. Yes, I've only got eyes for you. That's nice.
I'll be putting it here, sir. Mr. Banerjee, I'll put it here, understand?
All right. You're putting it there.
You're understanding, sir.
But you first, you better get permission of this gentleman.
Pardon me, sir. You are living in this house?
Yes.
We are going to put a lamppost here now.
I'm not moving from here until you take that blasted concrete lump away.
Oh, good.
That was the nature of bravado, sir. However, next week's Goon Show we come to is part two, spelt T-W-O and pronounced... Unbeknown to Neddy, Bloodnock has revealed the secret of the rocket boot to the Cambridge leaping team.
Thank you, gentlemen, thank you.
As an old light blue, I thought it my duty to tell you all.
I say, Eagle's an absolute bounder.
Don't be an 11-plus fool. Take your medicine like a Neolithic man, sir.
Never. I'll take to the hills of Wales. Farewell.
And so began the legend of Nat Seagoon. Outlaw. For months, the dreaded cry rang out.
Hands up, you're tiddlywinks for your life.
Ah. Get behind me, men. Now, sir, one step nearer, and I'll brandish this shopping list at you.
Very well. I'll have you both searched from top to bottom.
Me first.
Oh, don't get it started, dear. It's only me.
No tiddlies on her, dear.
No.
Or him. Makes you want to spit, doesn't it?
Oh, dear.
Thank you. Can we go free?
If you're in the woods, yes. Now, men. This is the plan. Tonight we attack Trinity College Cambridge.
Good night, dear sir.
Good morning. Good night. Tonight, the attack Trinity College Cambridge, the heart of the Tiddlywink country. Now, men, this is how we get them to come out.
What?
Fake! Fake!
What is it, Jones, Manor?
Cambridge Tiddlywink safe.
No, we're not dead. Suddenly see studio audience. Hello, big buddy. And if you're listening at home, hello, Eileen Briggs. I told you I was on the wireless, didn't I?
What are you doing?
I'm talking to my bird at home.
You dirty little devil. You.
What's going on here?
Nothing.
Oh, I'll clear off this.
Angel, come back here. What? Swallow this bullet.
What?
And keep this child covered.
Okay.
I'll go and destroy the Cambridge Tiddlywinks.
Oh. Don't move. This blanket's loaded.
There. How short are you, Andeneka?
Blood Mandalore champion, Troy.
Ah.
Yeah.
What?
I ruined the fucking embellish.
Huh. What happened?
I got thrown out.
There's still romance left in England, you know. Is that a royal lump what you got on your neck then?
Yeah.
Ah. Lumps like that are hard to get.
Not if you're trying to break into the fellowship, ain't
it? Can I be the man at peace? No one touches it for you.
Yeah, they made a record of this lump. Listen, I'll play it for you.
Oh, what a lovely thing to pass on to your children.
Meantime, Neddy is about to destroy Cambridge's secret hoard of tiddlywinks.
Ah.
See how this safe open? Got it. Now, what?
Hands up, Neddy Seagull. Hands up, Neddy Seagull.
He's the captain of the Cambridge tiddlywinks team.
We've been waiting in the safe for you, Jim. Spelled J-I-M. Pronounced.
You've been a cab, Seagull.
Ah! John Snag! The Emperor!
Your conduct to the royal champion has been disgraceful. I must ask you formally to hand back your tiddlers.
Oh, shame!
I have here a royal proclamation that you be taken to the tower and incarcerated.
Not bad.
First, as a penalty, you will raise your right leg You will face east, and you will sing the Tiddlywinks national anthem.
The nations are before us with their Sputniks and explorers. What can confidence restore us? Not but Tiddlywinks. On the fields of Eden, all the foes were beaten. But today, our patriots pray, this sport which needs a grit and concentration.
That was The Goon Show, a BBC recorded program featuring Peter Sellers, Harry Secom, Spike Milligan, and John Snagg, with the Murder Quartet, Max Gilray, and the orchestra conducted by Wally Scott. Script by Spike Milligan, announcer Wally Speedslade, the program produced by Charles Chilton.